This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are back on What's on Your Mind, 6 past the hour, and Mark at the Capitol called in before the hour was finished there. I want to give Mark a chance to give us a little lay of the land. Are you outside, inside? Mark, where are you at the state capitol right now?
Yeah, we're outside. We're outside. Let me read you some of the signs. It says, breathe free, North Dakota. God, see my smile. Faith over fear. Freedom. Freedom is not a gift bestowed upon us by other men, but a right that belongs to us by the laws of God and nature. Vote yes, House Bill 1323. Isolation kills too. There's about a couple hundred people here. Where are you guys?
That's fantastic. Well, we did want to be there, but you just can't be everywhere. So we decided to do the...
Understand something. For every person that shows up, there's probably 10,000 that's not saying a word. You know the rule.
I do. And that's huge. And what I also appreciate about this rally is that it's inside and outside. You're going to go inside and talk to the senators. That's really important.
I'm not sure about that. Let me ask the authority on this. Hey, I got the radio station on the line here. Mike? Michael Coachman. Yeah, talk to the radio.
Hello?
Is this Michael Coachman?
Yes, it is.
So Mark, who just called in to give us a little read, and didn't you love, guys, the signs? I love that.
Oh yeah.
He's just handing you the phone, Michael, to answer this question. Are you going inside the Capitol to talk to senators?
Yeah, I am. I am. I was here last week, and I'm going to be talking to them again today. You know, the whole purpose of this is to let people know you're supposed to be representing the people. Okay. When you don't listen to the people, whatever agenda they have, they're not following the will. It's we the people. So right now you have a large group of people, and I'm standing here on the Capitol steps now watching vehicles continue to come up saying, hey, look, we don't want this mask mandate just because you may want it. We want our freedom. And there was a lady I was listening to on your show earlier today who spelled it all out, saying this is about our freedom. This is another form of tyranny and control, and people don't need that. You know, as you may know, I don't know if you know that I ran for governor. I could tell you this right now. If I was governor, this issue would not be a problem today because there wouldn't have been any mask mandate. There wouldn't have been none of this. Our state would have been opened up. And because... I got people coming up saying hello to me and stuff and giving me hugs.
That's very sweet. And by the way, remind me, Michael, how many votes did you get? It was not a small number of votes for governor for someone that had not been on a statewide ballot before. How many votes did you get?
Well, what they put was 17,000. And I'm not going to share with some other people that were asking me. If you think Trump was the only one who had voting issues, You're correct on that. He's not the only one. We had issues here in North Dakota, and one of the things I've been trying to get these senators is to do a complete audit of the machines. Why? Because Bill Gates has his hands in machines, all the different counties. So no, if you think it was just Michigan, if you think it was just some of these other states, no. Minus the fact that when you look at it, the machines were not certified in the proper amount of time. Matter of fact, they were not supposed to run any type of system check 90 days before election, and they did in October.
Right. I don't know what the motivation would be in North Dakota to mess with the voting machines because we didn't affect the presidential election, but I certainly believe nationally it was a big problem. But my point is this, it's not a small amount of votes that you got on the in the statewide election when you consider that's the amount of people that didn't appreciate the status quo and wanted things differently. So, and obviously that was in the middle of a pandemic, too. I'm glad you guys are there. I know that North Dakota Conservative Advocates have a rally today as well. I know that Health Freedom North Dakota has a rally. Obviously, Michael, you and others are there. I just think it's good. I think it's good. And talk respectfully to your senators, and hopefully the vote tomorrow will come out in favor of freedom on 1323. Nice to talk to you. Tell Mark thanks for calling. Other calls welcome, by the way, on our Oasis Petroleum Be the Buffalo hotline today. These are the folks that turn into the storm. They're not afraid. They're up to the Capitol today, and you can do your part from wherever you're at. Just go to any search engine and type in North Dakota Legislature, and then you'll find a telephone number. You can call the telephone number, and they'll say, where are you from? And you'll say, I'm from Fezzeden. And they'll say, okay, your senator is so-and-so. I'm from South Fargo. Okay, Jim Roars is your senator, right? They'll tell you that, and they'll even transcribe a message to them for you. So it's really easy to do that, and if you've never done that, make today the day you do that, okay? And if you want to call the Be the Buffalo hotline, we actually will find out who your senator is, and we will send it to them. We're going to take this entire 2 hours and send it to every North Dakota state senator so they can hear what Michael was just talking about, the wisdom that came today from our guest Tammy Clark and Kristen Megan, who continues with us today on the program for the remainder of the hour. Your calls, your questions, your comments, welcome. 800-228-0550. Call the Be the Buffalo hotline from Oasis Petroleum. Here's that number. And again, whatever you want your senator to know, you call 855-200-1776. Leave a message on the Be the Buffalo hotline. We'll forward it to them for you. Okay? How easy is that? 855-200-1776. Okay, back with Kristen Megan, who is here. Kristen, I'm going to give you one piece of the letter or the email that I received from Dr. Paul Carson, in which he was calling you guys kooks and crazies, and that you didn't really listen to the evidence. Here's the evidence they cite. Influenza has virtually disappeared from all countries this last respiratory season. We have the lowest rates of influenza in recorded memory. What do you think led to that, is their question.
Well, first of all, I'm actually married to a public health professional who holds 3 master's degrees and has very high credentials. And I know a lot of states are different, but I can tell you, in my state of Michigan, we stopped testing for influenza because the claim was that SARS-CoV-2 was more deadly than influenza. So we put all the resources towards testing this new virus. So, of course, you're not going to have high reported issues of influenza when you're not testing for it. And there's a lot of evidence that showed the flu was lumped in with it. That was actually admitted by the CDC. Additionally, we've now done more decontamination than we've ever done before. Children are being educated to not, you know, pick their nose and touch their mouth and not touch elevator buttons with their fingers, use their elbow. People are washing their hands. They're using administrative controls. They're cleaning. They're wiping things down. They're washing their hands. Children are learning about all the proper individual health protocols. So to just say that, well, you know, these masks work because influenza has gone down. Well, there are so many studies dating back to exposures from influenza, H1N1, SARS, MERS, that we already know in healthcare settings, wearing just ear loop and surgical masks to try to stop the spread actually increase the spread. And you increase the spread, one, because a lot of these are aerosolized, which means that air will always go through the path of least resistance, meaning it's going to go right out the top because these masks are not rated nor tested by the National Institute of Occupational Safety and Health, also known as NIOSH. They're not rated. Grandma's curtains are not rated to stop a virus, okay? And additionally, we fit test healthcare providers on N95 respirators. They cannot even wear N95 respirators if they're not medically cleared, and they're not fitted. Means I hook them up to a machine, and I determine how much of the outside ambient air is getting inside the masks, and I can't even tell you how many times I've had a nurse fail on a 3M mask, but they'll pass on a Kimberly-Clark mask. Nothing's one size fits all, and these N95 respirators have different sizes. So we are haphazardly telling a large population, wear this magic cloth, it'll stop the virus. No one's laundering it. So to just reiterate the main question you ask, of course, we're not seeing cases of flu because a lot of people are not testing for it, and we are naturally being cleaner.
Yeah, and being cleaner means washing your hands, right, and hand sanitizer, which is like off the charts compared to pre-COVID use. So there's some good that's come out of COVID in that if we keep those practices up, I would argue there'll be less overall deaths, than they've even come from COVID, because look how many of the flu kills every year, right? We can save more lives as a result of COVID, not by wearing masks, but just by being smart and cleaner, right?
Absolutely. You know, and we mentioned before that hierarchy of safety and controls, just so people can understand it, if your listeners are at home, you know, just pull up your search engine, type in the hierarchy of safety and controls. It's a little pyramid. And the very pyramid, we can't, when it comes to a virus, we can't eliminate or substitute it. That's usually when you're talking about a chemical, use a safer chemical. When you can't do that, you move down to the next portion, which is an engineering control, which every single person in my profession who, let me just point this out to you, in my profession, there are countless individuals who reach out to me behind the scenes saying, please keep screening, please keep screening. And there are people who are either semi-retired, own their own companies, or work for private businesses that are upholding the ethics of their profession that are calling all this nonsense out. The ones that work for the government, they can't say a word. But we all know masks don't work, and we need these engineering controls to keep the air clean.
They don't work for a couple of reasons, many of which... Kristen has done a nice job of explaining, but also how we use the mask have led to more bacteria in the mask. It's just unbelievable. So the mask can actually end up being a danger to you, which is why 1323 makes sense for a lot of reasons. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
Attention farmers, steel prices are on the rise, and Gateway Building Systems is here to help. We currently have Brock Solid bins in stock, and you can get them at pre-steel increased prices. Gateway Building Systems is the number one Brock bin dealer in the USA and provides turnkey convenience with factory direct product, complete design services, and in-house construction. Take advantage of these rates while supplies last. Go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Right here, right now, is where life happens. Where you do you. The dreams that grip you for a life that moves you. At First International Bank and Trust, we're passionate about putting you and your family's needs first, so you can focus on what matters most. What are you living for? First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
Ethanol brings energy and agriculture together. We're chatting with Brian Markegaard today, process engineer for Dakota Spirit, part of the Midwest Ag Energy family. In spirit, went. What if ethanol went away? What would that mean for corn farmers? What does that mean for North Dakota?
There's about 40 employees here at the plant, right around 40. So those jobs would be gone, and they're very good paying jobs. So those positions would be gone from the community, which we saw with Cargill moving out, the number of jobs that left the community. And then just from the ability to process that corn right here makes a big impact, again, with the farm community, which in this part of the world supports the local community through buying equipment and all the other things that farmers are spending money on as well. And then the trickle effect of all that money in the community is huge.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
What's in your mind? 20 past the hour, brought to you in part today by your friends at DAC Diesel. CJ and the team at DAC Diesel have got a product that will save you tens of thousands of dollars easily in costly diesel repairs, especially if you're having the regen problems. You know, pond or pool, sometimes people have the regen thing. Kevin, I think you're more of a pond guy with the diesel.
Pond. Yeah. Pond would be good for me.
But the regen, if you're struggling with this a little bit, CJ and his team with this additive, it works. I'll just tell you that. It's an anti-gel, super clean, 4-plus additive, a turbo cleaner. And they have countless examples of how this has saved tens of thousands of dollars. So do this, okay? Call CJ right now, 701-210-0888, to get your supply next time you're through Bismarck. Or if you're a dealer, if you'd like to be a dealer, rather, and you've got any kind of auto shop, repair shop, and you want to be on the clean team for diesel engines with CJ, he'd love to just get you the product and have you be a dealer and save the fact that his phone rings 24/7 for this product. 701-210-0888 online at dacdiesel.com. All right, back with the OSHA ladies. One half of the OSHA ladies with us, and we have another one of the experts that's going to join us here in a little bit. We're talking today about House Bill 1323, specifically. That is a vote that will happen in the state Senate in North Dakota tomorrow related to government mandating masks be worn. Okay? If you happen to listen to our Good Friday edition, you heard a fellow by the name of Jim Roars. He happens to be my state senator. He was on the program talking about a different story on clearing up some fake news that was out there. But I said to him, why wouldn't you vote for 1323? Do you care about freedom? Set the mask side aside. Everybody in this country has access to every study that's out there on masks. They can decide for themselves. They can decide whether to believe CDC or not to believe CDC. Leave it to them. Why do you have to be the police of this in government? And he basically said, well, this is a one-off. This is in response to the COVID pandemic. We don't do one-offs. I don't do one-offs. I'm voting against it. I'm like, all right, do we agree that all the COVID rules and regulations got stupid fast? A year ago, I couldn't go to Easter Sunday Mass, but I could go to Walmart and buy bread and donuts or whatever. We've lost our minds when you lawfully cannot go into a church by order of the state, by order of the city, order of the county for a Mass, to gather with people to celebrate something we hold firmly within us and long ago is separated from government. Couldn't do it. And I could go on and on and on and on and on about the examples of overreach. And this person said that, so that elected leader did this. Mostly I blame unelected health bureaucrats. Because they influenced the elected leaders. And the elected leaders said, no, I got to do this because so-and-so is saying I got to do this. And none of these people that made these decisions were on a ballot anywhere. They were influencing people on a ballot. That's not accountability. So this would say enough already. We're not doing that in the future. That's all it does.
Wait a minute. I'm taking notes in here, Scott. What aren't we doing in the future?
Dr. Fauci, I don't listen to you anymore.
I'm sorry.
I don't listen to you.
Notes. I don't know.
Because you one time said masks were ineffective, then you said they were effective, then you say wear none, and then you say wear four.
I heard Disneyland open last week.
I'm done with you, Fauci. Done with you.
Boy.
Here's the deal. I don't care. Send a message. 1323 says, health bureaucrats, you're no longer in charge. It may be about a future pandemic. Maybe we're done with it for this time. Enough already. Enough. Let me go to Dave and South of Dickinson for our guest, Kristen Megan. Go ahead, Dave. You're next. Dave, are you there? Can you hear
me,
Dave?
Good morning.
Yes, go ahead, sir. Let's go.
Yeah, I was like to talk to the girls about the importance of if your body is acidic or if it's alkali on your pH, what the difference does that make is the controlling a virus in your body. Because viruses live in an acidic environment and they do not live in an alkali environment.
Sounds to me like Dave has got some knowledge of his own body. And what he needs to do to make it better able to fight anything, which is brilliant, Dave. I mean, and makes the most sense of anybody.
I haven't had a cold, and neither has my wife for over 10 years. And it's a real simple thing that we do every morning.
And what is the real simple thing you do every morning?
Take a half a teaspoon of baking soda and 2 tablespoons of lemon juice, put that in a glass, let it fizzle and bubble, and then add just enough water to drink it down.
All right, we're going to tweet out this recipe right now. So it's a half a what of baking soda?
Half a teaspoon.
Half a teaspoon of baking soda. Then how much lemon juice?
2 tablespoons.
2 tablespoons of, and then a little bit of water.
And a little bit of water. And drink that every day.
Drink that every day. Megan is a Christian, rather. Is what he's saying make some sense here?
You know, I always stay in my lane, but I have a lot of doctors who recommended this to me as kind of prophylactic thing. Just explained to me how the acid alkaline balance in your body is so important, in because these viruses can thrive in highly. So yes, this seems very familiar with what I've been told. But you know what I do remember is that when doctors started talking about this, the government comes out and says this is inaccurate. And the reason they do this is because we know that if there are known treatments on the market, then you can't push through a vaccine. So what does that tell you?
Dave, thank you very much. Here, you know, I've seen another one, vitamin D, that a study, it was a lot of people, I forget the number, but a lot of people where they analyzed people that had died from COVID. And again, I forget the number, but I want to say 70-80% of people who died with COVID had a vitamin D deficiency. So same thing there, right?
Yes, and I don't know if anyone has seen this amazing testimony from Dr. Cole where he talks about this, and how I know in Michigan, Governor Whitmer actually did a press conference several months ago where she came on and we thought, oh, no, she's going to either open us or close us. And no, she came and did a press conference calling our healthcare professionals racist because more people of color were having higher cases of COVID. But then when you listen to Dr. Cole, he tells you the reason that people with darker skin are usually being contracting COVID is because if you're not supplementing vitamin D in the spring, in the winter and the fall, then you can't go outside and absorb vitamin D through your skin. And obviously, people with darker skin don't absorb vitamin D as well with people with lighter complexions. That's not racist. That's science. And why is our government, if they want to help minorities, not giving them free vitamin D? Instead, we're calling healthcare providers racist.
Exactly.
No kidding.
Spot on.
By the way, North Dakota, Minnesota, South Dakota, where we live, we don't have the sun as much as other places do, right? In the dead of winter. And same issue there. And we're outdoors a lot, so we balance things out, but you need the vitamin D. Again, this is allowing people to be smart for themselves. When we come back here, I want to ask you about kids today. Somebody just texted, how the hell did I survive childhood? The neighbor kid wiped his nose on his shirt sleeve, for crying out loud. And it's so true. But kids today are woke. I mean, the amount of people running around in masks, I would argue, still today, when we literally here in North Dakota have what? 15 people in the hospital? Our test.
Hey, real quick, Scott.
What's that?
Real quick, as we're going to break here, I was stationed in England for 2 years in the Air Force. They prescribed vitamin D and prescription light bulbs so that we would not have lower immune function.
There's another option. I mean, just come on. There's other ways to do this. When we come back, more coming up as we have a virtual rally on House Bill 1340.
Hey, Fargo Moorhead, you can stop paying rents right now. People's Home Equity Mortgage can help you get into a new home. So what are you waiting for?
You may be surprised at how much you can afford and it might be less than you are paying in rent. Contact me, Joel Fisher, NMLS number 1552467 at 701-204-6214 at 701-204-6214 or visit us at peopleshomeequity.com. People's Home Equity, where great people deserve great advice.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Major League Baseball announced on Friday it will move the 2021 All-Star Game out of Georgia because of a new Georgia law requiring photo IDs to vote. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie says the narrative that President Biden is pushing is a lie.
I sat here and listened to the president's inaugural address, and I just want a couple real quick points from it. Politics need not be a raging fire that destroys everything in its path, and we must reject a culture in which facts themselves are manipulated or made up. And Joe Biden's broken his own rule. He's lying about this bill. He's lying to the American people about it to cause the raging fire he said he was going to put out.
Governor Christie on ABC News. Hypocritical Major League Baseball says you must show a photo ID to pick up baseball tickets at all Major League Baseball parks. The Derek Chauvin murder trial continues Monday in Minneapolis, Minnesota. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Time to get hungry, Kev. You ready?
Yes, sir.
You like Pizza Corner Pizza?
I love Pizza Corner.
I do, too. It's one of the best pizzas ever. Two of them for $11 right now. Usually, supermarket, that's like a $7 or $8 pizza.
Yeah.
You get two for $11 right now, PetroServe USA. That's right. Really good. The Red Bull, the big 20-ouncer, is two for $6. Those are specials all month long. Today's Monday. Get any fresh-baked muffin for 99 cents. They're really good. And the home cooking. Grab-and-go convenience, Swedish meatballs in Glendon or downtown Fargo today at the MP Avenue store. Traveling I-29, Harwood exit, sausage potato, 12th Avenue North exit, chicken fettuccine, or the West Main Avenue, West Fargo exit from both I-94 and I-29, scalloped potatoes and ham. Valley City off exit 292, beef tips and gravy or scalloped potatoes and ham. PetroServe USA, fill up at the lowest price anywhere, every day. Look for the Marathon, PetroServe USA, or Senex labels at a PetroServe USA or a Valley Dairy store near you. Had a really good caramel roll yesterday, but not as good as a Valley Dairy PetroServe USA caramel roll. Don't tell my wife I said that, but theirs are better. PetroServe USA, Valley Dairy stores, tell them Scott sent you. All right, 27 before the top of the hour, we continue on What's on Your Mind. We'll soon be joined by another of the experts on the issue of masks and their effectiveness and lack of freedom that became known as the COVID response. Right now, one of the OSHA ladies is with us, Kristen Mangan, and you're going to bring in another guest. Does she wear tennis shoes too, Kristen?
Yes, she probably wears really good ergonomic shoes.
Good tennis shoes that are ergonomic. These ladies are the most powerful resources in tennis shoes. They're moms, okay? They're not professional lobbyists. They're not, you know, experts. They're moms that saw a lot of this happen. They happen to be PPE respiratory care experts. But, you know, I love the power of moms coming together. North Dakota Conservative Advocates started as a group of moms, and today they're at the Capitol very purposefully talking to every North Dakota state senator. This rally is happening on the steps of the state capitol. Did you tell me you just got some photos of the rally, too? How does it look?
Yes, I did. I met a new friend named Travis there, and he sent me some pictures. And I see flags. I see quite a large group of people. And it's really, it just makes my heart pound because I love it. We've done so many of these rallies in Lansing, Michigan, and you know, it's just so great because when you record it yourselves and you take pictures, then the story of you being, you know, belligerent is all debunked.
Yeah, it is great. And by the way, the very important plan, this rally's on right out the state capitol, but you haven't missed it because you can rally from home. You can rally from your office by going online to find out who your North Dakota state senator is and send them a direct message. There's also a phone number on there. Just Google it. North Dakota Legislative website's really, really good. It gives you everything you need to know. Telephone numbers. You can call, say, hey, I'm from Pizik, and I want to know who my senator is, and they'll transcribe a message to them. And you're doing this about House Bill 1323, which specifically, what it does actually is said no more mandates from government. No more mask mandates from government. Now, you can still, obviously, have businesses that decide to do this if they choose under this, but it basically says governments can't do it. Now, the city and county of professional lobbyists have flipped out over this. They've just lost their marbles. They can't believe that, you know, you, pesky citizens, would ask your legislators to do this. They can't believe it. They cannot believe it. They've lost their mind over it. So there is some talk of an amendment that'll happen that would make it just state governments. And then it would more likely pass. In my mind, this passing, this going to the governor, speaks volumes on every bit of COVID overreach. It is almost symbolism, but it also prevents this from happening in the past. Because what you need to know about cities and counties through COVID, they would call, the mayors would call and say, hey, is the governor's office going to put a mask mandate on? Because if you do it, then I won't have to get grief from my people. That's the little game they play. So it effectively sends the proper message, enough already with mandates. And in the case of masks, the facts were totally disregarded. They were totally disregarded. We know that from the expertise we have today on the program. And we have another expert joining us now. This is Megan Mansell. And Kristen, you and Megan know each other, I understand. Why don't you introduce your friend Megan to our audience?
Yeah, so Megan Mansell, the irony is, you know, I'm Kristen Megan, and her name is Megan Kristen Mansell. We actually connected on Twitter because I was doing interviews, and she just came on and said, you know, you're exactly right, because she has, you know, very similar credentials like I do, and she has a science background and understanding the movement of air and aerosols. And in addition to that, she's the type of person who's had to look at this from a perspective of people who are immunocompromised and how to do reasonable combinations in the education system. So as we possibly move into talking about how this is harming children, she is the best person to talk about it, because not only that, she writes for rationalground.com, and she is one of the people that really shows what a multidisciplinary approach and review is by reaching out to other experts and sharing their data on her website. So she's a great individual I've gotten to know, and we're actually working on a private summit where we have a bunch of experts that Tammy Clark and I have interviewed, and we're going to be releasing in the next few weeks to kind of show, you know, the country that it's not just Tammy and I speaking out. You know, everyone's doing a lot of work. It's just she's done Dr. Drew. She's done interviews with Naomi Wolf, and I'm so grateful to have met her.
Megan, welcome to What's on Your Mind. How are you?
Thank you so much for having me.
Glad to have you. Glad to have you on the program today, and glad to have your expertise here as well. And you ladies amaze me every day in the fact that you're unafraid and you just take this on. I want to ask you a question, Megan, and Kristen, you can weigh in too to start this. Why is it millennials and younger seem to be so afraid that they wear masks inside, outside? They have bought in to the, you know, the data, if you will, of government on this. When you have facts that you're able to present, and it doesn't matter. I mean, I really worry for the future when I look around and I see mostly young people now feeling as though without a mask, they're not safe. Megan, how would you answer that?
I feel like so much of their involvement with the outside world has to do with social media, and so much is censored through social media of what they're actually being exposed to. They're not sitting around, you know, 16-year-olds aren't sitting around watching three-hour podcasts with, you know, doctors from around the world who are, you know, relevant in this field. They're not consulting with environ specialists, and they're just taking as they are fed it. And so you also have to think about that age group as just wanting that social dynamic more than anything else in their lives. And I think that they're willing to comply in order to have that social outlet, because we're seeing also such a great uptick in horrible things like suicide and suicidal ideation from those groupings. And so to them, I think it really is just picking a lesser of two evils as they see it.
Kristen, anything you want to add to that?
You know, I think she's Megan is exactly right. And also, you have to remember that, you know, when we were shut down, everyone was glued to their TVs because there were so many unknowns. And we were all had propaganda shoved down our throats. So a lot of these people are just listening to their parents who are getting their education from the media rather than experts. So, you know, they comply with their parents and the pressure is there. And teens tend to like to be a part of a revolution. and sadly, I think that a lot of them are responsible for shaming a lot of individuals who cannot wear masks in the school system. And that's, you know, we've had these bullying campaigns too, you know, for the past 5 to 10 years. And I think we're at one of the worst epidemics of bullying for those who choose to either not get the vaccine or know that masks are not rated to stop a virus in either direction. And I think that we're creating a divide amongst our youth, and that's making me very nervous.
I'm going to give you another tidbit that came from one of the top experts in the state of North Dakota that advised the governor and the state health department on this issue of why the evidence is something very different, Kristen, that you and Megan and Tammy have advocated for, and give you a chance both to address this. An investigation of a high exposure event in which two symptomatically ill hairstylists interacted for an average of 15 minutes with each of 139 clients during an 8-day period found that none of the 67 clients who subsequently consented to an interview and testing developed infection. The stylists and all clients universally wore masks in the salon as required by local ordinance and company policy at the time. See, you were wrong. You were wrong, Kristen. See, you were wrong, according to that.
Well, the first thing that we need to address is this study, this observation junk science is claiming that 139 people were exposed, and only 67 submitted to testing and interviews. What about the other 72? The majority of the people involved in this observation study weren't even talked to. Also, in hair salons and nail salons, they have ASHRAE standards and public health codes that they have to follow where they have increased air exchange rates because they are using, you know, very dangerous chemicals through Brazilian blow-ups that off-gas formaldehyde. They have hair dye that if they're sitting there and heating it, it's going right into the breathing zone. So they have increased engineering controls to get this out of their breathing zone. The second aspect of this would be the fact that this is like me saying, how many people smoked cigarettes their entire life and never got lung cancer? Does that mean that cigarettes are no longer carcinogenic? No, we would never say that. There are so many situations. This is why nothing's one size fits all. And I conduct root cause investigations for a living. And I can tell you right now that hair salon study would never be included as a causal factor or a study submitted for a root cause investigation.
It's funny. It's number two on the experts list here. I'm going to give you a chance to weigh in on it too, Megan, in a second. But first, Travis is at the... Yeah, hang on a sec. Travis is at the rally. What are you seeing, Travis? What do you want to ask of our guests? Go ahead.
Hey, Scott, I just wanted to report to you here. We've got a nice crowd of all ages. We've got children, parents, grandparents here to support the senators in making the correct decision to unmask freedom ultimately. It's not about us being anti-mask as much as it is about us being pro-freedom, and the speakers are talking one by one. The rally participants are excited. Wanted to demonstrate that we are not a silent or an outspoken minority. We do represent a large contingent of people who couldn't be here Monday morning, 10 a.m. They all have jobs. They have things going on in their lives, and it's hard to come. But we are here in support and glad that you're getting the word out for us.
Well, I appreciate that, Travis, and we couldn't be there either today, but we thought we'd do one better. We'd take the experts that have been in the middle of this battle across the country and have them be part of this, so thank you very much. And, Kristen, I know we've got to let you go. We're going to continue with Megan after the break, but we'll circle back when we see what happens after the vote tomorrow in the state Senate. Thanks so much, Kristen.
Thank you so much.
We'll continue with more after this, our virtual rally on What's on Your Mind. Continue.
It's spring again, and that foundation crack, that seeping water, that bowing wall is still there. But it's not too late. At Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we've got you covered.
Don't let those problems continue through another spring. Your complete foundation experts are here to help. Call 701-280-7038. That's 7038. Or for a free estimate and to learn more, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry is giving us the resources necessary to make them happen. It not only supports local businesses and good-paying jobs, it invests in our communities, and it contributes $2 billion annually in state taxes that fund important infrastructure and improve lives. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
Keeping family traditions alive and keeping mom and dad safe at home is more important than ever. Northland Pace is here to help make that a reality. Northland Pace is fully open in all locations, including their new location in Fargo. Pace is a Medicare and Medicaid approved program that promotes living independently at home through the coordination of all health services. As your loved ones' needs change, their services are here to meet those needs. So keep them at home as long and as safely as possible. Visit northlandpace.com.
Hometown cooking. Nothing like it. And you know what? It's waiting for you now at a PetroServe USA location near you. That's right. They're open and serving great grab-and-go homemade food. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. And great food, like the 4-for-4 special. Every day, a hot stuff personal pan pizza, two of the best cookies in town, and a 20-ounce drink, yours, for just $4. 4-for-4. Come on in to PetroServe USA.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Todd, you ready?
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. The next all-electric super truck unveiled over the weekend. If you visit the GMC Hummer EV SUV, you can see a little preview and reserve yours now. Or if you're into something else, GMC or Buick, Schwann Buick GMC.com, where your warranty is for a lifetime.
And, folks, if you want to know about a great place to live where the average annual household income is one of the highest in the country, $73,000 a year, 140 area businesses, a wonderful active community with a brand new community center, new library, indoor play area, outdoor skating rink. They have events for kids all year long, great education, local education that focuses on technology, drones, 3D printers, electronics, preparing kids for the 21st century. It's Tioga, North Dakota, the birthplace of oil in North Dakota. First Bakken well, way back 1951 on the Bakken farm. TiogaND.org. TiogaND.org. Find out more right there. We continue now with another of our great experts here and a final push, I guess, for this virtual rally that if you want to make a difference on this, if you feel strongly about this, however you do, encourage you to get a hold of one of your senators today in the North Dakota Senate. Very easy to do. I'll make it easy for you if you call our Oasis Petroleum Be the Buffalo hotline at 855-200-1776. I will happily forward your message on to whoever your senator is. If you don't know who it is, just tell me where you live, and then I'll be able to find that, and I'll forward it on to them directly, okay? We're also going to share all 2 hours of the show today with our listeners, too. Tom and Grand Forks, let's get you in for our guest. Go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, how are you doing this morning?
Great, Tom. How are you?
Good, good. Say, I got a question for you all. Have you had enough of the hoax 2020 yet?
Yeah. What do you consider the hoax 2020?
Right. The let me just refresh everybody's memories here. What mask was suggested by the CDC that we wear to protect ourselves from the COVID?
You're really correct in that they've been incredibly unspecific, and anybody who knows anything about PPE would tell you that all masks are not created equal. Anyone in the field doesn't call them masks. Usually you would refer to them as respirators.
The mask that was recommended was the N95, and everybody's wearing these flimsy blue mosquito nets that supposedly stop the virus, and they don't do a doggone thing. You know, so why bother?
Well, what's really critical also is that you look at the behavior of the minimum viable particle size under pressure, and then you'd realize that the super spreaders themselves are the masks. You create a pressurized plume of exhale when attempting to use them as source control on a contagious individual. And we know that exhale is not filtered in the 0.06 micron range, which is the minimum COVID particle size. And so if you're telling people that they're protected with something, they're going to go out and they're going to go and change their behavior when they're sick. They're going to go back around other people more quickly, thinking, well, I'm protecting others from this respiratory illness without looking at explosive force generating events within a mask and how that aerosolizes droplet. It's pressure building up behind a droplet, very similar to a mister setting on a water hose. And so you need to look at them not only as, you know, there are only very specific grades that can be protective against the wearer, also including eye protection in that, you know, OSHA and NIOSH standard. But as source control, we have just really taken this off-roading without ever looking at the very, very important details here.
I did look at the details. I saw that the coronavirus size easily passes through these blue masks, you know.
Well, let's talk about that, Megan, because that's the other thing. I mean, the idea of a mask is to slow down the viral load, right? So you're emitting the least amount of, if you're infected, you have COVID-19, that the mask would slow the spread. Is that accurate? Does it do that?
You what you would prefer. Would you rather prefer a droplet that falls in a predictable 6-ish foot arc and then settles at the ground where you're not in danger of inhaling a respiratory pathogen the same as a particulate that has an 18 to 20 foot trajectory remaining aloft for hours, even days, directly within respiratory range, not responding predictably to gravity anymore, but to airflow patterns? That's what you deal with when you have an aerosolization of a droplet through a membrane. That's why I bring this into a conversation, because not only are you not protecting yourself, but you're exacerbating the issue for other people with this do-gooder apparatus that you've created.
I think what you just said is the risk is higher with a mask than without.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, and especially, you have to be specific. You need to know which respirators are qualified, with appropriate fit testing to actually offer any protection from this size range. I get a lot into OSHA standards as well, because so much of what I had to do has to do with OSHA, ADA, and IDEA integration. Those are federal laws for integration into the public sector. And for workplace wear requirements, you have to have medical consent as well as medical clearance in order to wear one within a workplace. And we have just completely circumvented the actual process.
I love the facts. I love the facts. And you got them from these people. Tom, thanks for the call. Megan, we're going to have you back to go through more of the laundry list of the reasons the experts say masks work when they don't factor in anything else that makes it work. God bless you for your good work. And 1323 needs to pass
tomorrow. You don't need an illness to need a doctor. You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health. Better health care starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us. We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
Spring is right around the corner. Are you prepared to meet your lawn's needs? Swanson Equipment offers an entire lineup of Toro residential and commercial mowers, built on a tradition of quality, long-lasting products and innovative features to make your mowing experience and caring for your lawn easier. Stop into any of our three Swanson locations today and experience the lawn-dominating power and durability of Toro. Online at swansonequipment.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with me.